The next patient is Ernestine Smith. The last name is S-M-I-T-H, first name E-R-N-E-S-T-I-N-E. She's the clinical case of a 79-year-old female patient of Dr. Karen Herrera. The last name is H-E-R-R-E-R-A. First name, Karen, K-A-R-E-N. This is a patient with CKD stage 3B. We know that this patient has been with hypertension for a lengthy period of time. And in 2020, she had an ultrasound in which the right kidney was 8.3 centimeters and the left kidney is 9.7. In other words, smaller than expected kidneys and very small right kidney. The patient has maintained the kidney function. She's a CKD 3B without evidence of proteinuria. The latest laboratory workup, the creatinine was 1.5, the BUN was 28, estimated GFR 23, and the protein creatinine ratio is 100 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Very stable. Number two, the patient continues to retain fluid in the lower extremities. She was again emphasized about the need to going to a plant-based diet, decrease the amount of salt as much as possible, and limit the fluid intake to 40 ounces in 24 hours. The patient is already on hydrochlorothiazide. We are going to add furosemide 40 milligrams 2 times a week to help the fluid retention. The patient has peripheral neuropathy. Following number, and the patient has been told to have diabetes. She's taking pioglitazone, and hemoglobin A1C was reported to be 7%. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia that is treated with the administration of simvastatin. Serum cholesterol is 215. She is going to be reevaluated by the primary very closely. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, she has a remote history of stroke. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup, and we're going to repeat the ultrasound of the kidneys. Paragraph, we invested 10 minutes reviewing the chart. In the face-to-face, 15 minutes, and the documentation, 7 minutes.